When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is high-level conversation.
Is Oakland, California a city of power or a city of cowards? Now, some people, I don't know, actually. Depending on how you live in. But if you're talking about yourself, are we a city of power or a city of cowards? Some people still ain't sure. See, you got to exclaim. When I speak something, I don't like speaking upon what everybody else got going on. When I speak something, I'm speaking from the root of who I am. You know what I mean? So if we talking about power, we talking about truth, I ain't got to stand in alignment with nobody I ain't in alignment with if they don't align with my core values. See, what they got most people tricked in the world is they get y'all to agree with shit you don't really agree with because you afraid of the circumstances. That ain't freedom. You can't be free if you believe something, but you can't say it. You can't stand on it. Faith gives direction for your movement. And today we got way too many cowards and suckers amongst us parading as men. I ain't had no speech prepared when I got up here, and I told Dame I'm probably just gonna be like 5 minutes. I'll be quick. I'm just gonna run up there real quick, introduce myself. You know, growing up in Oakland has been a blessing for me. I see a lot of familiar faces in the building. Shout out to everybody that came. Give you all a round of applause for coming. My brother Mike Rashid in the building. You know, we got Soul Beat in the building. First speech I ever gave was at Soul Beat when I was young. You know, that was my training grounds as a youngster, right? I look at them videos and I see myself talking about the same thing I'm talking about now. Then I get sad, like, damn, we still talking about the same things. You know, but when I was younger, it was a script. You know, now it's my reality. This is what I do. You know, I see my brother LaRussell in the building. He represents independence. We got my brother, him 500 in the building. This brother got a plane. It's different. Shout out to and Fab in the building. My brother, Louis Belt, Sonny Bo in the building. But dangerous solutions. You know, we living in a time where it is very dangerous, you know, but it depends. If you increase your training, your ability, your skill sets, it's dangerous for them, not you, right? And so that's what we got to really think about. You know, what are the dangerous solutions? When I think about the highest level, I think about traditions. Sometimes we get to the point where we reach the highest level, then we keep going and we start mutilating things, right? So for me, one of the main solutions, let's say mental illness, I look at it as a holistic approach. You know, I had these E's I talk about, environment, education, exercise, right? And these E's are more so if you go through them, you can understand the things that you need to change. If you look at your environment, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always talked about environment is stronger than nature, right? Environment programs our habits and it influences us to do things that may be against our better nature. So we can feel like we have a positive mind, but in a negative environment, it cancels that out. So it increases our stress, our anxiety, our depression, and suicidal thoughts and tendencies, right? One way to get rid of that is to change environment. I always talk about city thinking versus nature thinking. When's the last time somebody walked in the park just for their mental health? Somebody walked outside and got grounded. Somebody went to the beach. You know, I just came back from Jamaica and I was grounded. And I've been traveling so much, I don't take vacations because I'm always want to work. I like vocation. You know what I'm saying? I'm always thinking about what's next. But I realize everybody always talk about anxiety. This may be the first time in reality that I actually felt it because I haven't been giving myself enough time to process, enough time to feel things, enough time to appreciate things. So sometimes, instead of processing and learning how to heal, right, we learn how to cope with the trauma and just keep moving with it. But in environment and nature, we allow ourselves to actually breathe. That's where we get our power from. I live in LA now, and people in LA never go to the beach. They stay festering in an environment that's around death, right? And that's around stress. So this is why we see so many of our people, they don't have the ability to ever process anything in life. And things just keep coming at them. And then it makes more things come because you never dealt with it. You're always putting Band-Aids on the wound. So we have to learn to be able to get out of our environments so that we can actually process the things that we're going through and express so we don't end up depressed by suppressing it. So environment is stronger than nature. That's a cue that everybody needs to understand. Then we talk about exercise. We got the guy Mike Rashid in here. Exercise is important. You know, 60% of America is obese. Now you got to ask yourself, how come 100% is not? What is the other 40% doing? Right? So for me, exercise is a way for me to be able to nurture my mind and my body and for me to be able to build up a habit. I don't believe in goals. I believe in habits, right? Because I can have a goal of being a millionaire, but if I got the habits of a poor man, I ain't going nowhere, right? I can have
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goal of going to the gym, like, listen, I want to be a bodybuilder, but I got the habits of a sucker. Like, he ain't lifting nothing. So if you got fat boy habits, but if you got strong man dreams, it don't matter. So I realize if I focus on the habits, now if I go every day and I do the exact same thing that the power lifter doing, the bodybuilder doing, then I'm forced to get the same results because that's what it equals, right? So now I started to focus on the habits and the exercise, keep my mind young. Right? This is the hack to youth. Some people in here feel old and they only like 20, right? And some people that's 50 and they feel young, right? Because age is not deterministic about, you know, how many years you've been on the planet. It's about how healthy you are. How do you feel? How you think? How creative you are. So for me, that's one of my therapy rooms. Education. Education keeps you young just by the mere fact that you learn, and it keeps your brain processing. Especially after the age, you know, 25. This is how you can constantly stimulate yourself. And that areas of your brain constantly grows new neurons. So we don't talk about this kind of stuff in the hoods and the streets of America, but then we be sick and decrepit and can't walk and can't remember things no more, right? And then we go drink to try to ease our mind, just thinking that's going to make it feel better. So the things that we do, we got habits that kill us. We don't have habits that heal us. So what I'm trying to get you all to think about is the things that can change and train you, right? This is my daily regimen of training. I go through a lot of different environmental stresses, but I know that God gave me a soldier stamina. You know, he don't put nothing on my plate I can't handle. And then sometimes when he make it too light, I say, you trying to call me weak? Like, no, I can handle more. So he be like, all right. Throw a couple more play. I'm like, that's enough. I'm humbled. You know, so I'm always dealing with things, but that's when I have my things that I can refer back to. And what we're talking about right now is wealth. Because oftentimes when we talk about wealth, we may just talk about the financial side. Right? But a rich man that's dying will give all his wealth away just for one more day. So if you learn to live correctly, that's automatic wealth transfer, especially if you teach those habits and that becomes a tradition in your family. Right? We don't get together in our family environments, talk business, family planning, trust, credit, life insurance. Right? How do we create the family banks? How are we going to utilize technology? How do we circle around a LeBron in our family so everybody can build rather than making that competition? So as family, how are we really doing family if these are not the things that we building and projecting? If your last name does not mean anything, then that family don't have a future. You setting up the next generation to go through the same poverty trauma you going through. So if we living in the era, and a lot of you all, if you got children, raise your hand. If you all have children and you're not learning about the future, you're setting them up for failure. So you think that you can ignore cryptocurrency. You think you can ignore what a CBDC coin is. You think you can ignore AI and all these things. Keep ignoring it and you will pass down that ignorance. So what I try to do is teach you the skill set so that you can teach your children the skill sets. Right? And there's no point of fearing anything, because if you got a fear of a technology, that means you don't believe in God. There's a lot of people that say they believe in God, then they fear something. Whatever you fear becomes your God. That's your religion. So it's about enlightening ourselves, so when we educate ourselves, we empower ourselves. I ain't got no fear over it. I understand it. Now I know how to use it.
Yo, I'm Big Keys, man. We're doing blockchain things over here at the Block World Order. We learned about cryptocurrency, how to trade it, how to buy it, how to sell it, what are the strategies that we need to jump in and out. We're getting signals for trading. We're learning about NFTs, how to build them, how to utilize them in your business. We learned about STBs, soulbound tokens. We learned about DAOs, the future of businesses, organizations, institutions. We learned about blockchain technology. All of these great concepts that you're hearing about in the world, the metaverse, this gaming, we actually gonna learn how to build it. We're gonna learn everything about it from the basics to the masterful side of it, right? Once you join Block World Order, you will now be a part of a community that will be working to build out the future. Not only are we gonna be learning how to build it out, but how to take advantage and gain wealth within it. During these uncertain times, you cannot be without the skill sets of the future. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. Because not only are we learning technology, but we're learning you. That's right, I said you. We're learning how you can take your mind and you can increase your intelligence by learning these new learning skills, learning how to hack the human mind, learning how to become a better version of yourself by understanding your multidimensional capacity, how to go from being nothing to empty your mind to where you can tap into new skill sets and start learning 30 to 40% better, to where you can have increased confidence, increased focus. We don't just want you to learn blockchain technology. We want you to learn yourself. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. There's a new world and a new you way.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.